Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عقائد عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم اور بلود نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e Deen. The topic of today's discourse is every virtuous deed is charity. Every neki is charity. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, an Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ma'rufin sadaqatun. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Sarkare Makkah Mukarrama, Sardare Madina Munawwara sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that every good deed is charity. Imam Sharfuddin Hussain bin Muhammad bin Abdullah Tibi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he writes under the commentary of this hadith that the meaning of word ma'roof is very comprehensive. Everything which is regarded as good is included in it. For example, to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, to try to attain the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to treat people with goodness, with kindness, inviting people towards the path of goodness, stopping them from evil, to practice fairness and justice in matters, to keep good connection with your family, with your neighbors, with your relatives, and to meet people with smile, with kindness, with warmth. Hazrat Allama Abul Hasan ibn Battal alayhi rahmatullah al-ghaffar, he says that this hadith mubarakah denotes that according to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, every action of a bondsman, every matter which is good, is sadaqah. And Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him reward for his good deeds. Allama Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahmatullah al-Bari, he says, the meaning of word ma'roof, which is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, is every kind of goodness, whether it is a charity with wealth, like giving portion of wealth away in charity, or to display a good character. And all words and actions which are understood that these words or actions are being used for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is sadaqah, that is charity. In other words, the thawab of those words and those actions will be similar to the thawab of sadaqah. Mufassir Shahir, Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, Subhanallah, what an encouraging and inspiring hadith is this, that charity you cannot only give with wealth, rather every slightest good deed which is done with sincerity, you'll get thawab of sadaqah based on that. To the extent that if you talk to your Muslim brother with kindness, if you talk sweetly with him, that is also sadaqah. Now, no poor person can say that I'm unable to give charity. There are options for everyone to do charity. Those who have wealth, they can also do charity. And those who do not have wealth, they can also do charity. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kathir and Hadith Mubarakah has been quoted, which is from Sahihain, that seven people on the day of judgment will be under the shade of throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, on a day when there will be no shade except the shade of Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. And from amongst those seven people, one is that person who gives sadaqah. And he gives sadaqah hiddenly. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that give sadaqah with right hand and the left hand should not even know. And also mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that sadaqah removes sins, erases sins from your book of deed as the water distinguish the fire, and it completes, destroys it. From the first hadith which I have discussed, and this hadith that seven people would be under the shade of Arsh of Allah, and one is that person who gives sadaqah. So we can derive this understanding that if you do the good deeds, you do the pious deeds, you qualify as sadaqah giver, and then inshallah azza wa jal, you will be granted the shade of Arsh of Allah azza wa jal. And this is the good news for the believers, for the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, understanding of sadaqah is very comprehensive. This is not exclusive with wealth. Rather, the good deeds, the good amal, are also regarded as sadaqah. And in this regard, there are three ahadith which inshallah Azza wa Jal will be read out to you. Number one, to do justice between two Muslims is sadaqah. Helping someone to sit on their transportation, carry their goods to the transportation, that is also sadaqah. To say good words is sadaqah. And every step that is taken towards masjid, when person is walking and going towards masjid, for every step that he takes, there is thawab of sadaqah for every step. To remove something which is harmful from the path is also sadaqah. The second hadith says that you are meeting your brother with smile is sadaqah. When you invite someone towards the path of goodness, that is sadaqah. To stop people from evil, that is sadaqah. To guide someone in the complicated paths or roads, that is sadaqah. To help a blind person, that is sadaqah. To remove stone or thorns or bones from the path, that is sadaqah. To give your bucket of water to your brother, that is sadaqah. And the third hadith mubarakah, it's mentioned in this hadith that sadaqah is necessary upon every Muslim. Sahaba ikram ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they submitted, if someone does not have anything, then what is the ruling regarding that person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he should work with his own hands and give benefit to himself, that is sadaqah. Means that he must fulfill his needs by working. He should not go and beg from people. That is also sadaqah. Sahaba Ikram said, if he does not have power to do that, or he is unable to perform this way, then what is the ruling? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that then he should help needy and oppressed person. Sahaba Ikram submitted, if he is unable to do this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he should command goodness to people. And then again they submitted and they said, if he does not do that, or he is unable to do that, then finally Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he should not indulge in spreading fitna, shar, evil. And that is sadaqah for him. In other words, not getting involved with any fitna, wrong rumors, spreading wrong, false, fake news and causing chaos in the society, he should refrain from that. There are many other things which are regarded as sadaqah. For example, planting tree is regarded as sadaqah, as it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whichever Muslim plants a tree and whatever is eaten from it, that is sadaqah for him. And any amount which is stolen from that tree in the form of fruits, that is also sadaqah. Rather, even if someone causes loss in the fruits of those trees or that particular tree, that is also sadaqah. Subhanallah. Imam Sharafuddin Hussain bin Muhammad Tibi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi, he says that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu was busy planting a tree of walnuts. A person came, he said, "You have become very old and your departure from this world is very near. You would not be able to eat the fruits of this tree, rather other people will eat the fruits of this tree." Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala replied, "Other people will eat the fruits and I will get the reward and thawab in the qabr." Subhanallah. It is reported that an old man was planting an olive tree. The king of that country passed from there and he saw this old man is trying to plant an olive tree. So he said that the fruit of olives come after a long time and you have reached your last limit of old age, so you would not be able to eat the fruit of this tree. The old man replied, "There were people before us, they planted trees and we ate the fruits of those trees. Now we are planting trees, so our coming generations can eat the fruits of these trees." The king said, "You have said something good." So he gave him a reward of 4,000 dirhams. The old man said, "O king, you were wondering that I'm planting trees in this old age and the fruit of olive tree comes very late, whereas I have attained the benefit of planting tree straight away right now because I earned 4,000 dirhams." The king became very happy with the wisdom and he gave him another 4,000 dirhams. The old man said, "O king, every tree gives fruits once a year, but my tree has given fruits twice a year because two times I got 4,000 dirham and then 4,000 dirhams. So 8,000 dirhams I already got. So my tree started giving fruits." King became more happy with his wisdom and he gave him another 4,000 dirhams. And then he moved away from there by saying that if we don't go from here, our treasure will become empty. Subhanallah. We learn from this discourse, those who want to do good deeds, those who perform good deeds, there are many opportunities for them. Even small actions, small good actions, which people normally don't even consider them to be something big, they also become great virtuous deed and neki. And we learn from this discourse that if someone performs a good deed with ikhlas, with sincerity, he gets the sawab of sadaqah, giving charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn from this discourse that on the day of judgment, only shade will be the shade of arsh of Allah. And those who give charity, they will be under the shade of arsh of Allah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do good deeds, so our good deeds become sadaqa and we can attain the shade of Arsh of Allah on the Day of Judgment when there is no other shade. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, when we take a step towards masjid, that is also sadaqah, that is also charity. Regarding this, there is a beautiful hadith mubarakah which I would like to share with you, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Munzir Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala reports that there was a man, I do not know anybody who lived further than him from masjid, and he would never miss a salat. He was told, I told him, why don't you buy a donkey? So during the night when it's darkness or when it is hot, you can ride the donkey and come to masjid. He said, I do not like that my house is close to the masjid. I want that every step I take towards masjid, a thawab, a good deed must be written for me upon that. Aqaid Alam Noore Mujassam Shah Adam Bani Adam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal has gathered all of that for you. And in one narration it is said that you will get the thawab according to your intention. In this hadith mubarakah we learn that there is great thawab for walking towards masjid. Further mention is made of that fortunate person in this hadith mubarakah whose house was far away from the masjid, but he would not leave any salat. And when he was given advice to come live near masjid or have some transportation that would help him to come easily to masjid, he did not accept that advice because he wanted more thawab. So indeed those Muslims are very fortunate who live far away from the masjid, but they come with punctuality and perform their salat with jama'at. And indeed, very unfortunate are those people who live near masjid, but without any shari reason, they miss the jama'at of the masjid. Aqaid Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, there are a few ahadith that I would like to share with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, a person who gets more thawab from amongst the people is that person who lives far away from the masjid, his distance is far. And then that person who's far away from the masjid, he lives far away from the masjid, and he comes early and he sits and waits for jama'at till he reads his salat with jama'at. So his sawab is much greater than those people who read salah and then they go and sleep. Hadith number 2. Aqaid Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, to perform complete wudu at the time of difficulty and going to masjid abundantly and to wait for the next salat after performing the first one, this cleans the sins thoroughly. This destroys the sins. The hadith number 3 is that Aqaid Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, the one who walks towards the masjid and then he returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a guest house for him in the Jannah for every coming and going trip. And hadith number 4 is that Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, should I not guide you towards an action through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase your sins and will elevate your status? Sahaba ikram submitted, definitely ya Rasulullah, please tell us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to make complete wudu at the time of difficulty, to go to masjid abundantly, and to wait for the next salat after performing the previous salat. So this is a fort for the protection from sins. So if you want to be protected from sins, then these are the methods and recipes which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to perform every possible neki, because that becomes sadaqah, and people who give sadaqah, they'll have the shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.